Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year's.
Yes, this is 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino. And, Paula, just checking out. Can you hear me pretty good?
No.
No, you can't hear me.
I can hear you, but it's like you're way out in the distance.
All right, so let me get the phone out of the trash can here. I was doing a little slight trash can type of thing, but okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right.
I just said to everyone out there, Happy New Year's. That's almost 2010.
Oh, I know. Isn't that incredible?
And we're going to help bring in the new year by giving out the readings today. So, actually, I connect with the guardian angels above when you ask a question, and I receive answers that way. And Taz does a numerology and astrology. You want to explain that a little bit?
Well, let's see. I've learned how to combine the astrology and the numerology into a special technique that gives me answers that are pretty incredible, and I get to share them with you, and it's lots of fun.
So when you come in on the line with us, we would like you to give your birthday and your first name, and then you have a question in mind for me to hook up with your guardian angel, and I'll answer the question while Taz looks up your birth date.
The other thing, let's see, what I need you to do is, I guess that's about it right now.
Okay.
We'll go for it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Can I have a pound of potato salad?
Pardon me?
I was going to say, the other thing that we need to let people know is that in order to get the reading, we have a mixing board where we have 8 lines going into. So in order to do that, if you're in Gilroy or any of the South Bay area, you need to call 347-633-9155. And again, I'll repeat that number. It's 347-633-9155.
Okay.
And
And we have a person in on with us right now.
Caller
with an area code 951756. Are you there?
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my call. My birthday is July 28, 1971.
Okay. And do you have a particular question you want me to answer for you?
Yes, I do. I wanted to see if you can tell me anything about upcoming romance. In the new year, if you see that for me, and if so, anything you can tell me about the person.
All right, just a moment.
Okay.
You've been working on accomplishing this for some time. You need to be a little bit more patient. There will be someone who comes in, and you will almost not accept them as a romantic person. It's just as though they're a friend. And you'll be socializing together quite a bit, not as dates or not as couples, but you get to know this person as a friend first before a romantic situation begins. So don't disregard someone. because they're not giving you that certain spark. I mean, you want this romantic spark. And the person that's coming through will not give you the romantic spark right away. It'd be more like friendship.
Okay.
So that's, so when, be very open to that.
Okay.
Because it'll be a longer relationship. It'll be a lifetime relationship. But it's going to be slow getting involved.
Getting started. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, was there someone that came in right after your birthday and within the first couple of months that was in your life and that you thought maybe it might be someone there?
Yes. My birthday was 2009, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I saw that. And, all right. Paula, do you see that? Is it that person?
I don't believe it's that person.
No, it's not that person. I broke off with them 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the other person that's coming in is coming in with a group of friends or people you socialize with, and it's just kind of like a friend. And
Do you know how far down the year the person comes in? How far into the year?
It feels like this person is coming newly into the group of people you socialize with in the springtime, or he's already there, and you haven't met this person yet, but because of maybe a family gathering or a social gathering, this person happens to be there, and you just strike up a friendship. And then you see this person in another social event again, and maybe another social event again. You become friends because of friends you know.
Okay.
That's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, you know what? This has been a slower part of the year for you. The whole year has been kind of slow, and you're just kind of beginning. So, Paula, I'm kind of curious, being that she had her 9 year last year, do you see anything around February that you know, things will come, or did you say a little bit later than that?
Well, it's the early spring. It could be like
early
March
spring.
Or so.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if he's like a soulmate or something.
And it's going to be a slow developing relationship.
Okay.
Do you see anything more?
You know, I think that that is, you know, what I see totally on that part. And she's going to be involved with a lot more groups this year, where you meet people more. And let's see. So evidently, also, if you feel like you need some time out, it's a good time to do it because of maybe you pushing so hard last year or this last year here, you know, in 2009. So, you know, it's really good. And you'll look, you're like feeling younger maybe at the end of this year, that you feel younger. And you're, if you had any weight gain, it's only temporary. It's something that you just... you know, your energy will come back in and you'll feel more like yourself.
Okay. Okay. That's
okay.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have
welcome.
A happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Okay,
okay. We have another caller. Let me see if I can get them on. Area code 203. 283, caller, are you on the air?
How you doing? My name
Good.
Is Woody.
Woody?
Yep, 10-10.
Hi, Woody.
Hi.
What's your birth date?
10-10-80.
10 what?
10-10-80.
10-10-80, okay. Ask Paula your question.
I was wondering what's new for me for the New Year.
Let me see. Do you want it to be a little bit more particular? Is it career or romance or?
Career.
There's been some, I don't know why these words are coming into me, troubleshooting. Something to do with troubleshooting. It's almost like you're the person that finds problems that other people can't find. What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm a teacher assistant and do poetry. I write poems and songwriter, and I have an artist. And we've been pursuing career music, even performing. I've been networking.
Do you, because I'm saying troubleshooting, do you create music, write music?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So somebody starts something in, like maybe writing something, maybe you write with someone else, and you can find what makes it different than the rest of the music. If I can make that, it's like somebody starts. Do you write with other people?
No, I haven't. Well, I wrote one song, we'll collaborate with one song with my artist, but mostly I write by myself.
Because I think that's the direction you may want to go in. Someone that's creating something and you come in and you put the final touches on it, or you make it a little bit different. You bring it together. Working with someone else, but you are the one who actually puts the polish on it. I don't know if those are the right words, or you do the fine-tuning. And are you able to, it feels like you bring people together and you bring enthusiasm. Maybe this is your teaching that you're in, but you bring the enthusiasm in and you help other people become creative. And so there's a lot, it's like you're going to go into a lot of directions. Teaching, helping other people write. It's like you're doing more than one thing as far as music and art goes. Do you create your own? Have you put out a CD yet? Or done that with anyone?
Yes, well, the artist I'm working with now.
Yeah.
Yeah, been doing that. That's what I've been networking.
So that's going to come up to be a pretty popular CD, and you're going to be, have you done the artwork for it?
Like we did the songs and did a CD, like we're getting everything polished right now, CD, cover, bio.
Yeah, right. So it's like you're going in, you're so creative that you create in all of these different directions. The only thing that you need to be careful of is not to go to start one project and then go to another project and start another project and go another, be more organized about you, because you're going into so many directions. You need to be more organized about it.
Okay.
So it really feels good that you're going to go places. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Pat.
Well, yeah, I was going to say this guy is really a leader. You're original and you're an achiever. You have lots of strengths. And I can see you have a lot of mental power this year. It'll bring you success in all of the areas where you need to communicate with people and that kind of thing. Just be aware that maybe you're not overpowering and being stubborn in any way. That would be the opposite of having all this mental power and capability. So being able to work and communicate with ease with those that are around you. And okay, so being directed, being real specific, and keeping your goal in mind is really important, and not being able, and don't spread out your energy in different ways would be a good other thing to do. You could really make a name for yourself. I mean, this is one of your personal goals, and you're using those talents. Those are, you know, a fear of yours that your gifts will be overlooked, and but that you have these wonderful gifts that you're already sharing, and that's really wonderful. And it's a three personal year for you. It, you know, you're going to be out there. This is a year about discovering the joy of living and going after those times and being sociable and that kind of thing, and really being able to express yourself and expand on your career like you're doing. And let's see, there's new things beginning in July. So get up and go do it.
Okay.
It looks like it's on its way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like you're going to have a very creative, great year.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see.
Well, okay, again, if you want to call in on 347-633-9155, and again, that phone number is 347-633-9155. Okay, Paula, do we have anyone hooked up?
Yes, we do. Hold on, let me get the...
Okay.
Okay, caller at 215-917. Are you there? Hello? We have a caller that's coming in on area code 215, prefix 917. Hello?
We hear them closing the door. No.
I don't know.
They had to wait there a little too long, huh?
Oh, hold on. Well, I guess they can't hear us. Let me go on to the next caller.
Okay.
Caller on 408-225.
Yes. Happy New Year's, guys.
Oh, happy
New
Year's.
Happy New Year.
Oh, I recognize this dear voice.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your birthday?
1/26/54.
Okay.
Miss Aquarius.
Yes.
Do you
I figured,
a...
you know, an Aquarian in the Aquarian age. I'd fit.
Yeah, I think you do.
Anyway.
You have a particular question.
Yes, it's been hard trying to narrow it down. Anyway, I've been struggling with this illness for quite a number of years, and, you know, or you could call it, I suppose, a disease. In the sense that it's harder than just a cold.
Oh, yeah.
And I would really like to get rid of it. But years ago, Paula, you said that I was given it because I was moving ahead too fast and I was supposed to slow down a little bit. Lately, I've not only felt slowed down, I've felt outright squashed. When will I stop feeling so squashed so that I can't do anything at all?
I'm picking up, there's some nutritional things that are coming to you that's a little bit new that can help you bring in some energy.
Okay. I do take a fair number of useful supplements like, what do you call it, fish oil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, vitamin D and magnesium citrate, useful things like that.
Right.
But something
D,
else again?
You take vitamin D3?
Yeah.
And how many?
Well, I don't want to overload my system since I do drink vitamin D milk, so I only take half the dose.
Okay. There's, I don't know, there's a, somebody's going to send you something, or you're going to pick up something that really seems to help your energy come back. I mean, not as great.
Blue green algae?
Pardon me?
Blue green algae? I'm
no,
considering that.
That, you know, that can help, but I think there's something else besides that.
Okay.
But it's going to bring your energy back, not as much as you want it, but it, but you will be able to pick up some energy. And in the spring, early summer, you'll feel a lot better because there's be more light,
mm-hmm.
and the sun is brings up your energy.
Mm-hmm. Only up to a certain point. After a while, the heat and the sun
right.
just debilitates me completely.
Right.
But
right. but when it's in the nice springtime, you know, when you can see it's not too hot, but it's still nice and bright and sunny.
Yes.
But there will be something coming to you. I don't know if it's a friend or
mm-hmm.
Something you see on the internet that
mm-hmm.
is going to be able to help bring back your energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've slowed down enough. Can I move forward again? You know, like, all right. Maybe Taz can answer that question.
Well, you know what? I see that you have... you'll be with a lot more people this year,
mm-hmm.
a lot more people, and then even the following year will be multiplied even more.
Mm.
And so it's you know, it's been kind of a slower year for you. You just kind of came out of a 9-year, and this is your first year where you just began walking. But you know, I feel as though the energies are changing so much. The energies are changing so much more on Earth at this time that, you know, it feels like it's really, you know, you're capable of making those changes.
Well, mm-hmm. with the new energy, I don't mean to interrupt, but with the new energy, the new energy that's coming into Mother Earth, it's affecting everyone, making everyone feel tired because there's a big adjustment going on.
Yeah. But still, it does. It opens up areas that we haven't had that can open up and give us new strength in areas and development. And if we, you know, like if you exercise and do those things religiously, it'll help. It really will.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, thanks a lot. Exercise is a little problematical. The legs hurt very badly if I do too much. So it's really a balancing act. But anyway, have a great new year, guys.
And oh, we will. And we'll keep our ears open for you for that new thing that's coming in.
Bless your heart.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. We have, let's see, hold on. I have to adjust here. Okay, we have a caller on 650-322.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Good. Hi. What's your name and birth date?
My name is Marcia, and my birth date is September 5th, 1963.
And do you have a question?
I'm starting a couple of new businesses, and I want to see how my financial outlook is going to be this coming year.
Okay. Okay. It looks as though you need a long-range plan here and not to try everything all at once.
Okay.
Have it all, if you have it down on paper, of like a business plan, saying I'm going to do this in this certain period of time, then you won't become overloaded and too scattered.
Okay.
A business plan just for you will be very good because once you accomplish the first thing that you've set in place, then you can go to the second one. And you can put an estimate time that you think it will happen. But if it doesn't happen in that amount of time, it's fine. But it will keep you more balanced and more focused and organized because you can inclined to get too scattered. And that, so if you work on one little piece at a time, that will really help out.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add, Taz?
Well, this is really going to be her 8th personal year. And
a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. And you're concerned with practical areas of business and finance, and you'll be required to expend a lot of tremendous amounts of energy and And I was kind of, it's like putting forth a repeated effort, whatever you're doing. I mean, you know, it's a legal year, too, so be careful that you're driving appropriately on the road.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Oops, okay. I'm sorry. I had too many things in my hand, and I put down the phone. I was going to say, this is also a legal year for you, so be careful of the other driver and tickets. You know, be careful what you're doing. And maybe people in authority positions might be challenging you, so don't attempt to win every argument. And I see this is a brand. Let me look here. 14, yep, a brand new. So big decisions are, you know, start being made in January. And you also need to get some rest, I'm feeling. That is important. And don't forget, drive carefully. It's important in January. Those are the things that I'm being told. Okay?
All right.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Thank you so
have
much.
Have a great new year.
Thank you, you too.
And don't work too hard.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just how can you do that? Not work too hard and you have to work. You have to learn how to play with work, I guess,
right.
So you're not working hard.
Okay, we have a caller on 408-253.
Oh, that could be me.
Okay. You have a birth date?
June 17th, 1950.
Okay, and do you have a question for me?
Oh, yeah, and this is Adriana, by the way.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm
hi.
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I'd like to know what my, you know, this year coming up financially, business-wise, investment-wise, how that looks.
Okay, all right, let's take a look at that. You need to be overseeing your financial things in more of a personal, like sometimes you have a financial, you put into a financial something that you've put money into. Sometimes you kind of like just let it sit there and forget about it. This year you need to be overseeing it in a more careful way.
Okay.
Being on top of things. Because otherwise it can get away from you.
Right. Okay.
And because I'm getting the message that you have to have good timing this year in order to make your financial status better. If you lose in timing, you can lose. So if you're on top of everything and know what's going on, then you can release what you're supposed to release and keep what you're supposed to keep. But otherwise, the timing could be bad. So it's up to you to be on top of everything so that you're in the mode of the timing.
Okay.
Timing is everything this coming year.
Okay.
So you really need to have hands on here. Does that make sense to you?
I suppose. How about business?
It's telling me right now that there's something else is going to come into your life that kind of takes up some of the time that you don't have. You're not going to have the time that you expect to have to put towards your business. There's going to be some other energy going out in your life, something else creating your, taking you away from your business, so to speak. So your business will go as far as your energy goes towards it, but there's other things coming into your life right now that's going to maybe take some of your energy away from that business. So it's what you put in, you'll get out. But you won't, maybe this coming year, you may not have the time or the energy to put in as much as you would like.
Okay.
Now there's something coming into your life that's going to, like, absorb your time.
Okay. good stuff or bad stuff, or hard to say?
It looks really spiritual. It looks like some kind of spiritual...
Oh, you need the phone, Kat.
Oops, thanks.
It looks like some heavy-duty spiritual influences, like you're giving maybe of your time in a spiritual way or something. It's a real powerful energy.
Okay.
But it might take up a lot of your time, and like Paula said, you get pulled to the other side, and then you're not able to watch all that you need to watch.
Mm. Okay.
You may, let's put it this way, you may need to get more organized. because
That's a given.
No, because there's going to be so much that you want to do that unless you're organized, you're not going to be able to give your best time to everything.
Right. Okay.
It's almost like getting a business plan for your life. So that you don't get too scattered. And for your financial matters, it's important for you to oversee it. So you need to really be focused.
Okay.
Maybe get a piece of paper out and start writing down so you don't forget those areas that you need to go after. It's really easy to do.
Say that again?
Well, get a piece of paper out and start writing down those areas that you need to take care of and handle. Because we forget. And, you know, it's easy to do.
And have a calendar all, you know, put things on your calendar, appointments for yourself. You know, like, check this today, and it'll be on your calendar.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good. Because it seems like it could be very easily scattered. So if you have it on your calendar, you just check it off as you do it. And do a month ahead of time, and then, like, check this account, you know, so you have it written on your calendar.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great new year.
Hey, you too.
good hearing your
thank
voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye. Let's see, I need to let people know that it's important if you want to get a reading, you have to call in a specific number and not directly at the radio station. So the number to call in would be 347-633-9155. And let me repeat that one more time. It's 347-633-9155. And we'll be happy to do a reading for you. Okay.
We have a caller on area code 269925.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good. I have one quick thing first, and it's just I had a dream, a vision. I don't know what it was, but I know I was in the bed, and I was waking up. But I just saw the number. I saw three sevens, and then shortly after that, I don't know how span of a time it was, I saw three nines. What could that mean?
Okay. Can you give us your birth date?
2/25/1952.
Okay. Let's see if the numbers come to me. I'm being told to be sure to write down the date and the time that you're getting these numbers. That's very important for you to do.
Okay.
So that you don't forget, like, a month goes by and you're not sure when I've got those numbers, because they're going to repeat themselves, and it's going to create a pattern. And if you have, like, a little journal or a diary, you can see what's happening in your life when you get the numbers.
Okay.
Sevens are usually a spiritual number. And nines usually is like a something's coming to an end and a new beginning's going to start pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some new spiritual development for you coming.
Mm-hmm.
Some new study that you will start studying, which really brings out your spiritual and creative juices. So it's something new coming to you in that direction.
Okay. All right. In the other part of it, I've been through a place of learning. Kind of mixed things happened, some bad, well, quite a bit bad. But I know it was for my good because I learned lessons from those incidents. And I know I have learned that I need to stand up for myself because people tend to think I'm too easy, too nice, too, I don't know. But anyway, that's how they see me, a lot of people. And I don't know if that's jealousy and they envy the place that I'm in, or I don't know what that is, but that's how people see me. And so I just wanted to know that, and you kind of said it already, that I'm going in the right path when it comes to spiritual growth. And do you see anything about my job? Well, it's not really a job. It's really a donation type of thing that I do. But do you see any money coming in at any point?
Now, I have a question for you. Do you see yourself as too easygoing? Are you afraid? Are you afraid to speak your truth?
Sometimes I hold back. Because like I work closely with my pastor, and a lot of times, sometimes she says things that I don't agree with, but I sometimes don't speak out, but I'm speaking out a little bit more. I think I have to find the way to do that because she's a very, bold person. Sometimes not as you would look at in a religious way. I mean, she will hit you if she gets the idea in her head. So I have to be very careful. I can't just say some of the things I would like to say.
Well, I am getting that you're actually her teacher.
I'm her teacher?
In a spiritual way. which is going to help you also. You can say things like, as an example, what I'm hearing you say, or this is my opinion, this is only my opinion, but I would like to voice it, and I would like you to listen to my opinion, and then we can, like, compromise from that point on, or you think about how you could say things that aren't going to smack her, but makes her listen.
I understand.
Part of her lesson is to stop and listen, and part of your lesson is to stop and speak truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
So the two of you have come together for teaching each other.
Yes, I see that.
And the part of the, there will be she seems to be, this is going to be sounding strange, putting a block on some of the money that's coming in. So she needs to loosen up a little bit or go outside the envelope.
Uh-huh.
And then when the blocks are taken away, the money will come in.
A block for me?
No, for the work that you're doing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, because I see money coming in for her, you know. But I work, doing the things I need to do. She tells me I'm doing a good job, but there's just, I haven't had any reciprocation as far as money goes.
Well, it has something to do with you're not speaking your truth. So work on that.
Okay.
Because that's part of the block.
Okay.
Taz?
Yeah. I was going to say, I've had to do running around. I never got your birthday. What's your birthday?
Oh, 2/25/52.
Okay, let me just quick look here. And
she's been doing a lot of hard work on herself, so.
Oh, you know what? It looks like you're afraid if you make a mistake. What's this? You know, it sounds like you're really loving and caring. And when we're afraid we'll make a mistake, sometimes we don't want to speak because we're afraid that the wrong thing will come out of our mouth. But you know what? If we do it with a real loving, caring position, that it really works out really well.
You know, I did something that made her very upset, but she got over it. But she's the type of person, she'll get over something, but she's always watching. And, you know, like if you make the wrong move or whatever. But the other people that are around her, they weren't so forgiving. So she gave me back my position and all of that thing. Some things were taken away, but they were given back to me. And the people that around her didn't agree with her decision about letting me back in so easily. So, yeah, I am being, what I might say, under investigation. People are watching me. So if I do mess up, they'll say, Cece, you shouldn't have let her back in, this is that, and we told you, and things like that. So, yeah, I do feel like that.
Okay, well,
you know what? It's just, I was going to say, it just, you know, if something happens that you're not there, you know, just accept that maybe you need to be somewhere else that's special and helping in another format. And it's terrible to have that kind of energy
pressure
in the body and pressure. It's not good for your health. And it's something that you just need to really look at what it creates in you. And if you're giving your all and you love what you do and that kind of thing, and for some reason that it just doesn't turn out and that you're not there, there's a good reason why you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, because part of the reason was because I did speak out. I did speak out, and it was like, oh, my goodness. So, yeah. But I think that's what happens when you're afraid of something and then you do it, and then things, like, don't go that easy. And you're so like, okay, see, I shouldn't. But I know that I need to be more assertive when it comes to that.
And, like Taz said, if you do it in a loving manner.
Yeah, I have learned to do that. Now, I know you have your opinion. Now, I'm not trying to go before you, but I just want to, you know, tell you this is what I think about the situation. You know, that's how I've been working it.
Yeah, maybe you could look at this part of it. It might be something you might want to implement or whatever. But, you know, do it softly. And you're upcoming to a three-personal year, and this is the year to express yourself and get out into the public and be seen and heard. And
you know what? You're saying something awful funny. I'm a talk show co-host or a host, and I have a talk show on the radio, not Blog Talk, but our own radio station. And I'm shortly, in about a couple of weeks, I'll be going on television. So, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Good.
Congratulations.
So at that point, you know, that part is fine. You know, I don't have a problem with that.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How did you hear about our show?
I am getting more into spirituality. I'm an evangelist. But I've been pulled to this direction. I am the type of person, I hear things, but I had kind of just said, oh, that's just coincidence, or, oh, that's just me saying that, or I don't know where that came from, but oh, well. You know, so somehow, I guess it's ordained that I look into this, and so I've been kind of researching and looking and just listening, and that's how I came upon you guys.
Well, this is your year to really go for all your dreams. You know that? You'll have lots of dreams. Write them down, and because you won't remember them all.
You're right. I hardly remember them when I'm waking up.
Well, have a piece of paper and pen there so you write them down right away.
Okay.
Yeah, you got 6 years to work on these dreams. Go after it, you know.
Six years?
Yeah, you got 6 years to work on your dreams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can implement them one by one. So don't sit down in depression. You get up and go for those dreams. And go
you know, I'm so busy. It's like, okay, I'm doing things for the ministry. I'm so busy. I can hardly squeeze time in. I'm trying to write a book. Well, I am writing a book, not trying. I'm writing a book, and so I'm doing a lot of different things, you know. And I stay up late at night. Like you said, I need some more rest.
Yes, call a
hidden device. So I know all these things. I just got to do them.
Yeah, and if you have anything you need to have done, you can. Friends in high places will pull the strings for you in this third coming year. So you can ask them, you know. You can ask for assistance.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, all right.
Well, I see myself growing. I don't see myself in the same place I was even 3 months ago, so that's a good thing.
Well, you're opening new doors for yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. You're very encouraging.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
For
calling. God bless.
Have a great, good year.
I wish you too. Bye-bye.
Happy
Bye.
New Year.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, we need to wish everybody a happy new year. We've got about 15 minutes left. I want to make sure that you're dialing the right phone number so that you can get a reading, and it's 347-633-9155. Again, 347-633-9155, and that way you'll come in on the board where we have some multiple lines.
Well, we have a caller from a 954-921. Are you there, caller?
Yes. Hi, ladies. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Happy New Year. I've been going through a puzzling health problem that their doctors haven't been able to diagnose, and I wondered if you pick up anything.
Well, what's your birthday?
12/8/43.
I'm sorry?
12/8/43.
Thank you.
Okay, let me tune in and see what I get. Does this have something to do with your immune system?
That hasn't been mentioned.
Okay, because I'm picking up you need to really work hard on your immune system.
I do take lots of vitamins, but I've been under a lot of stress, too.
The stress is probably the key element here.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll be resolved?
There's some hidden anger.
Could be.
And it's coming out in your system.
Mm-hmm.
To work on yourself. Actually working on the anger and getting
mm-hmm.
it released
okay.
will help you heal better, because you're holding on to things, so it's your physical body is actually holding on to toxins and not releasing the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of this. When I'm looking into the energy, it's like there's a tightness inside of your stomach.
Yes.
And so working on releasing the anger, releasing the stress, because as long as you're angry like this, it's hard for your body to physically heal itself.
Do you see the coming up with something to help me or getting to the bottom of it?
There may be some counseling that can help you. It could be a spiritual counselor or a family counselor.
Right. But as far as the physical...
Well, if you release the anger,
mm-hmm.
the body will be able to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
The way the energy is going on right now, we have to let go of things that no longer serve us.
I understand.
And you're hanging on to something that's not serving you.
Mm-hmm.
So your body is really letting you know that you're not supposed
to
hang on to this.
Yeah, I understand the emotional part.
So have you been working on that?
Yes.
Okay, it goes along with your physical body, and actually doing something physically that can, it doesn't have to be really a physical, but to keep your body going, it could be in water or some
mm-hmm.
type of like yoga or water,
right.
Something to help your body relax. You need
mm-hmm.
to do something physically.
I meditate daily on breath work tapes.
And the breath work is probably bringing things out.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be, I just believe you're going through a healing crisis.
Yeah.
So once you get some of this released,
mm-hmm.
then your body can go back to healing itself again.
Right. You don't get any time frame when this will be resolved, though.
It'll probably be a good part of this coming year. You'll start feeling better towards the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So be patient with yourself.
Because
you may go a few steps ahead and start feeling better and then come back again and then a little bit ahead. So each time you feel better for a while and then come back, you'll have one step ahead. So
okay.
It's going to be a slow process.
Right. Do you see a financial plan that I've been working on since July coming to any conclusion or resolution?
Seems like this is part of your stress.
I'm sure
it is.
Mm-hmm. Is this also part of your anger?
Yeah, there is some anger related to it because it's not working out.
I guess you need to ask if you're in a state of fear or a state of relaxation about money and things in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been some serious issues, and I have to find a way to get them worked out. I just wondered if you see anything coming up.
There's a little bit of stubbornness here.
It's not on my part. It's on the other party.
You know, if you surrender, because this party is stubborn because of the push, and I don't know how I'm going to explain this properly, because it's like if you surrender to how it's going to happen and not fight it, the other person won't have anything to push against.
Hmm.
So
it involves my home, and I'm trying to save my home, so...
Uh-huh.
Do you see that happening, or will I have to give up my home? That is a big issue.
What you need to do is surrender to what's ever going to be, whatever's going to happen. Surrender to it, because towards the end of next year, you're going to be in a much more comfortable, safe position, and it may or may not be with your home. So if you surrender... Allow things to happen, because if you're in a home that's really putting pressure and stress on you, even though it's your home, it's doing more harm than it is good.
Right.
Have you done any creative things around that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
A great deal. That's why I'm frustrated.
Uh-huh.
Since June, I've been trying to work out options, and no one is working with me.
I think the universe actually is, you know, the universe will take care of you. It's some kind of auspicious spiritual influence that you'll be under. And like Paula says, being able to relax and just take one step at a time, it might not be exactly how you think it ought to turn out, but it'll still be better than if you are pushing and pulling and it doesn't even help your health when that takes place.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lot riding on it right now.
Well, just I would say your most important thing right now is your health.
Mm-hmm.
Because without that, nothing else matters.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. That's true.
So
you know what...
Do you think 2010 is going to bring me some better things as far as what I've been dealing with in 2009? It's been
pretty I don't know, Taz, you're looking at her numbers, but it feels like it's going to be still a rough period until towards the end of 2010.
Yeah, this is the year actually for her to, money matters could be improved more from August on.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the year, finances should be a little bit better, but you have to let go of people or situations at the beginning of the year that are holding you back.
Yeah.
And you have to, it's just kind of letting go, because you'll see that people don't believe like you do. You'll go, my gosh, why can't they think this way or that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
They don't think like you. So it's important that you really...
I have Mercury in Capricorn, so I tend to be structured in my thinking. Not everybody
is with other people's problems either. So you'll meet people like who are not like you, so you can view them, and then you have to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get stuck handling the other people's problems.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I got too many of my own to worry about somebody else's problems.
There's nothing to laugh about, but, I mean, number one, take care of your health.
Oh, yeah.
Surrender, and by the August, September of next year, you're going to say, whoa. Have I gone through a lot, but I've done it, and I'm in a much better place.
Do you see anyone coming into my life, a new person or anything in a relationship area?
Again, there's going to be so much that you're working on. It's not going to happen until towards the end of next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you see someone coming in?
Yeah, there's going to be some release so that you have time and energy to put forward towards a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your reading, and you guys have a good new year.
You too.
Thank you very much.
You too.
You know, we're really fortunate. Paula, it's about 4 minutes to the hour right now.
We've got time for one more real quick one.
Okay, let's do a quickie.
831-479, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have a question?
Yes. I'm wondering if I'm going to be changing my place of business this year. I'm considering going in to another shop. I'm in retail. And
Your birthday,
I'm
going to
still be doing that at
what
all.
What is your birthday?
12/24/48.
Oh, okay. Is it a smaller place that you're thinking about?
It's about the same size, really. As far as my space there, it could be a smaller area. Yes.
Have you found it yet?
Yes.
It's going to create, if it's only going to be worth it for you to understand, it's going to create your business to slow down for until through maybe March if you do the change.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about that.
And so if you're willing to allow that to happen. But there's no real true advantage.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not getting it. It's like a neutral. It's not bad and it's not good. And plus, it's going to slow things down for a few months. So, I mean, that could be a negative. But it's about neutral. There's no.
Right.
This is, well, if you stay where you're at, as if you move. Plus, the moves are never easy. So,
no,
you'll have. Yeah. So, I would weigh that because where you're at, you'll do just as fine as in a new place.
All right. Good. Yeah. So that's kind of what I was feeling. But okay. And so, you see me just continuing doing the same thing for a living.
Probably for the Taz, if you see her numbers, but it feels like she'll be doing the same thing for another year or so.
Okay.
Are you a teacher or something?
Retail.
No.
Retail.
Yeah.
So service.
Okay.
You know,
all right, well,
really,
thank you.
We're out of time.
All right, thank you so much.
We're out of time.
I love hearing your show, and thank you for all your contribution, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you also. Couldn't get out of my mouth. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a great hour. And you know what? We're so fortunate to have you all listening. And we wish you the best New Year that you can even imagine for yourself. And I wish you a Happy New Year.
I know. These hours go so quickly, don't they? I wish we had more time to help give people readings, but we ran out of time, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, we'll be back next year with a plate full of wonderful guests. And so you all have ring in the new year safely. And thank you very much for being with us. This is 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino. And I'm Taz Powers.
And I'm Paula Newton. And be sure to tune in next Thursday at 11 a.m. Yeah.